stands,
to the flag,
United States of America,
to the Republic,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Mr. Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. One thing that we're changing for the public, we are going into our executive session now instead at the end of our meeting. So Mr. Pakanowski will have to pull you all out of the meeting and bring you back in when our executive session is done. So who's reading the executive session statement?
I will.
Okay, Lisa is going to read the statement, and Jim, you need to take the public out of the meeting.
Okay. The New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. The Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussions conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. The matters to be discussed are matters relating to collective bargaining agreements or matters relating to possible ongoing litigation.
Okay, I'm going to put everybody out and send everybody
out. Hold on, Jim. The litigation matters are Sandstock versus the City of Ventnor and City of Ventnor versus D&M Ambulance. Those are two matters of ongoing litigation.
Okay.
We're back in regular session. I would indicate that it is currently 6:08 p.m. We discussed three matters in executive session, two matters of litigation, one regarding D&M Ventnor versus City of D&M Ambulance that's currently in arbitration. The second was Sandstock versus the City of Ventnor that's currently pending in the Superior Court. That is a matter regarding the Latin Beach Festival. The ambulance is obviously about ambulance billing. And there is also an update regarding collective bargaining negotiations with PBA.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll move along. We have one presentation, but it's brief. We had the Lewis Bay Scholarship competition again this year. We had two submissions, and Ashley Ramirez and a Michael Vitanza. And Ashley Ramirez, her essay went up to the state level. They're not on tonight, but they'll get certificates. We have no department head meetings. We have no capital discussions. We will be approving the minutes of April 8th. We will have an ordinance introduction, and that's 2021-007, amended chapter 171-7. And that's the hours of construction of the code, the City of Ventnor. Memorial Day to Labor Day, Monday through Friday, will be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday is 8:30 to 4 p.m. No pile drivers, jackhammers, generators allowed on Saturdays. Sundays, no construction. We okay with that?
That's commercial construction, just to be clear. If you're working on your own home, you're allowed to do that.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Next is ordinance introduction 2021-008, and that is amending chapter 197, streets and sidewalks. And that is dealing with the restaurants. They have to have a 3-foot walk path. No cardboard boxes permitted at any time. The stores that have any kind of table set up, they have to have, they could be 4 foot from the building, no further. Any restaurants that have corners are allowed to use both street frontages for tables. And the trash from the outdoor dining is the owner of the business responsibility, not the city's. We go with that? Did I cover it all? Yep. Okay. Next is ordinance introduction 2021-009, and that's amending and supplementing Ventnor City Code section 102-116, prohibits the use to prohibit the location and operation of any class of cannibalist business within the geographical boundaries of the City of Ventnor. And this is that we are opting out because there's a deadline of August an August date. Correct, Tim McGuire?
Muted, Tim.
Sorry. Yes, if you want, I can go over these next two ordinances.
Well, I know we have to, if you opt out, you have to make a decision by August. If you opt out, you can always opt in. If you opt in now, you're stuck in there for 5 years, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
So I think the safest bet for us is to opt out now with the deadline of August. And if we choose to change our mind in the future years, then we can do so. Correct?
That is correct. And set aside for a minute what your own personal beliefs are regarding cannabis. They haven't even adopted the regulations which would implement how this process is supposed to work. So how can you opt in when you're not even 100% sure what you're opting in for? Without a doubt, the prudent strategy is to opt out, let the regulation be adopted, and then if you want to revisit it at that time, you can.
Yep. We would be opting them into something without even knowing the rules.
Right. So
exactly.
It's ridiculous for the state to set that deadline and then not have their own.
I agree, Lance. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
No. Okay. Next is ordinance introduction of 2021-010, and that's supplementing section 170 of the code of the city of Ventnor to prohibit the smoking of cannabis products in public places owned by the city of Ventnor. This is the same for smoking and vaping. That's the beach, the boardwalk, any of our parks, playgrounds, city building properties, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Pretty self-explanatory. I skipped Leon with the budget. I'm so sorry. So you know what, Leon? It says we don't have any ordinance or public hearing adoptions, but I'm going to like slot you in right now because we do have a public hearing on our 2021 budget. Is that okay? Okay.
Yep. And this public hearing for the 2021 budget is a statutory requirement. You've advertised it. It's the introduced budget that we've presented. At the current time, we have no changes to the 2021 budget. There may be some, and that's the reason why we're not going to adopt tonight, is that the stimulus money is still under consideration. I've been working with the state. I'm actually on the panel. We had almost a three-hour conversation on Tuesday, and we're hoping to get a local finance notice tomorrow, but my guess is it'll probably be early next week. At that point in time, whatever we need to do, however we need to change the budget to use that money, we'll do that. You have no tax increase in this budget, no increase to the water or sewer rates. It's a flat budget as we present it. And it will not get worse with the stimulus. It could probably get a little bit better. So that's where we stand right now. And now you should open it to the public for-
Yep, I will. Okay. Yes. Do I have a motion for public hearing on our 2021 budget?
Motion to open public hearing on our 2021 budget.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Anyone in the public that like to speak about our budget? This is the time. This is the only subject matter to be spoken about at this time. So go ahead, Jim. Do your spiel.
Is anybody from the public who wishes to speak a question on the 2021 budget? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized. Once recognized, you can turn your video on and ask your questions.
And anyone that would like to speak, you need to state your name and your address and then speak.
I do not see anyone.
Okay, do I have a motion to close the public hearing on our 2021 budget?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And we will.
Thank you, Leon.
Yeah, we will table the adoption of the budget until your next meeting, at which time we should have all the information that we need.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, next we will have a list of resolutions that we will vote on by consent. The first one is 2021-160. That's authorizing the city of Ventnor to enter into a revocable license agreement concerning the property located at 106 South Buffalo Avenue. And I think that we don't have to discuss because we already went through the process that we have with our engineer now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, next is 2021-161, authorizing seasonable part-time employment employment for the city of Ventnor. This is our beach checkers and tennis court staff. Next is 2021-162, authorizing our purchasing agent to publicly bid custodial and sanitation services for the city of Ventnor for the period of July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2023. This is something we do annually. We're good?
Yes.
Okay. Next is 2021-163, and this is authorizing the approval to submit a municipal aid grant application MA-2022, and this is for road improvements. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, next is 2021-164. This is the city of Ventnor appointing Deanna Jackson as our municipal court administrator. We do a recommendation and Judge Mendez is the final say, just so everyone knows. Next is 2021-165, and that's authorizing a refund of recreation fees for 2021 Down Beach Surf Camp. I guess they changed their mind. Next is 2021-166, and that is awarding an emergency contract for repairs and replacement of the failing pump number one in the amount of $18,463. Self-explanatory, we good?
Yes.
Good. Next is 2021-167, New Jersey authorizing the approval, of our amended block party application. We'll go with that.
Question on that real quick. What was the final result of having to have a police officer there?
That's what this is doing.
Okay. I have a problem with that.
Yeah. If you have to have the road closed, it's requiring a police officer there.
Right.
And a fee for the barricade, $10 fee for the barricade.
Okay. Want to take it out and discuss it?
I raised it when the resolution was proposed to us and no more comment came back from it. I think it's a ridiculous cost to put on, I can see it if it's a Ventnor Avenue, Atlantic Avenue, a main artery, but if someone's closing down a side street for a Saturday for a block party, off season or whenever it is, I see what we did, Tim, what we used to do on our street. What's the purpose of a police officer there?
We always did ours off season. I'd be okay if we table that and go back to the PD to discuss the terms. Only, having them off season was one of the things we discussed. And then also discussing the main road, right, the roads with them. So yeah. I'm right. Taking that back.
We'll table that. Next is 2021-168, authorizing a work change order, final 2021, at the accessible corner ramp installation that they did in Ventnor Heights. Next is 2021-169, excuse me, and that is amending resolution 102 of 2020, awarding engineering services for design inspection and contract management for concrete replacement on various streets in Ventnor. Next is 2021-170, and that's authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with the state of New Jersey for the 2017 beach nourishment project. I just have a quick question, because the next one is for 2020. Why are we doing 2017 4 years later?
Tim McGuire, you want to handle that one?
Yeah, these agreements are, there's wording in there that is very concerning to the municipality, including or maybe primarily concerning a beach management plan. There's a series of concerns I had. Maria, Ed, and I went over them in depth. We finally have come to the point where, based upon what Ed has told us, we're okay with it. So when they send these agreements in any town and you object, they just kind of fall along the wayside. And Now it's been 3 years, a new project is coming on we have to sign for. So they're asking us to sign for the old one.
Gotcha, okay.
Ed is at the point where he agrees with what they're asking for, then I'm okay with that too.
Okay, thank you. So the next resolution is 2021-171, and that's authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with the state of New Jersey for the 2020 beach nourishment project. I just was curious. Thank you. The next is 2021-172, and that is accepting and awarding the bid to Ocean Draft LLC for our last liquor license, which we had two bids that came in. One was $131,069, and the winning bid was $161,000. I think we're all good with that, yes?
Absolutely.
Yes. Next is 2021-173, authorizing certain non-union part-time employees not covered under a union contract adjustment in the annual salaries for the 2021 year. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Next, Tim? Commissioner Kriebel? Yes. Okay. Next is 2021-174, and that is determining the form and other details of the offering of the 8.810 school bond. Al, I just wanted to clarify this, especially for the public. That's not a new total amount. Is this an adjusted amount because we pulled out some of their capital from their budget this year?
It has nothing to do with this year. It's the debt they already authorized. We're just putting it to bond sale now.
Gotcha. Thank you. Next is 2021-175, and that's accepting the resignation of an Alec Rendick. Next is 2021-176, and that's authorizing a change order number one, the reconstruction of Wellington Avenue from Lafayette Avenue to Swarthmore Avenue with an increase of $7,228.68. So we'll go with that?
Yes.
Good. Next is 2021-177, and that's authorizing a refund for a tax overpayment. The next is 2021-178, authorizing the hours, hourly cost and enforcement schedule for parking meters and kiosk machines within the city of Etna. The Friday before Memorial Day to September 30th, the hours that they will be enforced is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 1st to the Friday before Memorial Day, they go back to the 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We go with that?
This is the same as last year. No change. It's the same as last year, no change.
Exactly.
Okay.
Next, 2021-179, and that's awarding a bid for water and sewer improvements on Baltimore Avenue, Wyoming Avenue, and Lafayette Avenue to RTW Construction Incorporated, not to exceed $1,368,509. We good?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then we will have approval of bills and payrolls. And discussion items right now, we have two, and they are both revocable licenses. Is Ed on?
Yes, he is. Okay. Yes, I am, Mayor.
Okay. You're up.
Okay. The first one we are revisiting is the request on Atlantic Avenue at Portland Avenue by Mr. Jack Riley. If you recall, he originally submitted an application to install a fence within the right-of-way, both on Atlantic Avenue and Portland Avenue, encroaching 5 feet, I believe, into the Atlantic Avenue right-of-way and 4 feet into the Portland Avenue right-of-way. Mr. Riley has amended the application, withdrawing his request to encroach into Atlantic Avenue, and simply asking reconsideration from mayor and commissioners to allow the encroachment on Portland Avenue. By removing the encroachment on Atlantic Avenue, it ends up preserving that site triangle, which was the major concern. And it also is very similar to neighboring properties that have landscape walls, shorter, but landscape walls that are in that right-of-way as well. So I changed the recommendation with the amended application. My recommendation is to grant the request.
Okay. And the next one is 1 South Victoria Avenue.
1 South Victoria Avenue. It is for an awning, the replacement of the awning at Mentos Ice Cream Parlor, and they would like to construct a nice
nice looking pergola in its place. So it still would encroach into Atlantic Avenue by the same 4 feet. I did speak with the construction official as well, and we both support the application and recommend approval.
Just great. To be clear, it's Ventnor Avenue, not Atlantic.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Okay, so we're good with that.
Yeah, the anomaly there was the revocable license under our ordinance deals with residential encroachments. And this is a commercial one, just so the commissioner and the mayor are aware of that.
It's connected to a home, but it's, yeah.
But it's for the business, so.
Exactly.
And I'm okay with it. I think it's a nice addition.
Exactly, for sure. Okay, and then we will have approval of our bills and payrolls. I said that already, discussion items. Okay, so now it's the public portion. This is the time the public can mention any, discuss anything that we're going to vote on as soon as we close the workshop portion of the meeting and go into our regular meeting. So Jim, do I have a motion to open to the public? Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, go ahead, Jim, do your spiel.
Well, before I open it up, Nanette has asked a question if anyone could provide more information about the liquor licensee and what their plans are.
Well, we're not going to do that at the meeting. And I suggest she go interview the business owner. Don't you think, guys?
Suffice to say, it's a mostly outdoor venue on the vacant parcel next to Sapore.
Right.
Right.
Then right. I would suggest you reach out to Al or Heather.
Heather, right. And it's their business. They won the license and they can give you the what their plans are.
And I think the other thing that we can tell her is that the bid submitted exceeded the minimum bid.
Right. The minimum bid was, yeah.
Minimum bid was 15.
Okay. Okay, is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak or question any of the items that are going to be voted on tonight? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you can turn your video on, give your name and address, and ask any questions you have to the commission. I do not see you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of April 8th, 2021?
Motion to approve the minutes?
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-007?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-008?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I, Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-009?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to approve, to introduce ordinance 2021-010?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We had our public hearing already on the budget, and we don't have we don't have any public hearings on any ordinances tonight. So the next, and we have no ordinance adoption. So the next is, do I have a motion to approve resolutions 20-21? 2021-160 through 2021-179, tabling number 167. Do I have a motion to approve these by consent?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, can you please give us our bills and payrolls for this period?
Yes, the payroll for this period is $569,882.86. And the bill list for this period is $771,432.67.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports?
From me?
No.
No? Okay. Do we have any commissioner reports or comments tonight?
Not from me.
Not from me.
Okay. Okay. This is the public comment portion where people from the public can speak about anything they wish. So do I have a motion open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Go ahead, Jim.
Is anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any items? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you may turn your video on, give your name and address, and ask any questions you have to the commission. I do not see anyone.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public comment portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We did our executive session at the beginning instead of the end, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Everyone, be safe. Good night. Meeting adjourned.
Have a great weekend.
Good job, Beth. Good job, Beth.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Night.